20 minutes until 5 o'clock here on Downtown, the Pulse, WZON, in high definition at WKIT HD3. Around the world at WZONThePulse.com and, of course, on the WZON app. The new National Field Hockey Coaches Association poll is out this week, and at number 18 in the country are the University of Maine Black Bears, winners of 8 straight games and a 15-2 overall record. And we're pleased to be joined on the GNM Family Market telephone line right now by the head coach of the Black Bears, Josette Babineau. Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having us.
Well, congratulations on a remarkable start to the season. You've been on a great run. What's been the key to this terrific early season play?
Well, I think it's the key is just everyone's contributing. Our returning players are playing outstanding and they're playing well together, and we have a great freshman class who have been able to come in and fit into the team very quickly, and also starting to play very well together with the returning players. The combination of the skill level, but more importantly, I think just the good team chemistry that's going on.
Well, it does seem like you've got a wonderful mix of both veteran players and newcomers, and one of those newcomers had herself quite a week, named the America East Rookie of the Week and Player of the Week.
Libby, she's a pretty prolific goal scorer, plays a couple of roles for us, plays on the forward line, but also sometimes plays in the midfield, and she's just become a very dangerous player for us on attack.
And on the experience side of things, how about the senior leadership you're getting from people like Jessica Skillings, 4 goals and 12 assists so far? They seem to certainly be setting the pace for your younger players, too.
Yeah, the forward line is made up. Jessica's having a great year, and Marissa Shaw also as a senior, Cassidy Svedek, a senior. Those three are senior forwards on the team, and Danielle Aviani as a junior. There's a lot of experience on that forward line, and they find each other. They combine very well, and they're making great decisions with each other. It's just very dangerous, very explosive, and all of them are been having some great success in the shooting circle and finding the back of the net.
We're talking with Coach Josette Babineau, the Maine Black Bears, 15-2 on the season. And in any sport, you win championships by playing great defense. And looking through the numbers, I think only 3 times this season has your team allowed 2 or more goals in a game. Generally, that's going to get the job done.
Yeah, exactly. And that is, one of the things that statistics-wise, I think that's been a difference for us as well is I think we are a very good defensive team. Again, some seniors who are playing a big role, Katie Bingle as our central defender is a senior, and Nicole Seavey, our captain, is the center half that plays in front of Katie. The two of them have been playing very well together. And our two goalies, they're actually redshirt sophomores, but they're really in their junior year academically, so they're older. They've redshirted each a year, and they've both been splitting time in each game and goal, and we've been even rotating their starts, and each of them have really performing well and accepting that. And it's not maybe a typical situation for to have that, but the fact that they've both been able to do well in rotating their roles, we've just kept with that decision because they've been doing well with that.
Well, this weekend you're on the road for a game at Albany. What kind of a challenge do they pose for your team?
Well, it's a different challenge for us this year because we've already played, each of the teams in our eastern part of our conference once. So last weekend we played Albany here at home on Friday, and so now we're traveling to play them there. So this past Sunday we started our second round of these games. We had our game against UMass Lowell. That was our second game against them. So on Friday at Albany will be our second game against them. And obviously we know that they've accomplished a lot last year as a team and made it to the Final Four, and they've been having a good season this year as well, and they've been, you know, ranked in the top 10 all year, and, you know, we had great success against them last Friday here on our home field, and you know, I think for us to be able to play a team that's ranked like them, and, you know, we know that we have to face them probably eventually in the playoffs anyways, so I think it's just, you know, it's another good game for us to be able to go there and play them on Friday.
Well, yeah, they were number six in the country when you beat them last time, right?
Yeah, I think that that might have been one of their highest rankings too, or maybe they were fifth at one point. But they've been ranked really high. They're a good team. Play a little bit of a different style, but you know, I think that it for whatever reason last Friday we were able to, you know, generate quite a few opportunities against them and capitalize. And, you know, if we can generate the same number of chances, then at least we will give ourselves a chance to be successful in the game. And when we've played them in past years, that's been difficult to do, you know, to create enough chances against them. It's sometimes they're a frustrating team defensively to play against. But if we can keep our, you know, our high pace and our, you know, our passing, and we played a pretty, you know, good game in terms of limiting our turnovers last Friday. I think that's going to be, you know, key again against them this Friday.
Maine Black Bear hockey will be back home a week from Friday, the 30th, to play host to Vermont. That's a 3 p.m. start. In the meantime, Coach, we wish you a continued success. Good luck at Albany this weekend, and we'll catch up with you a little bit later in the season.
Thank you so much.
That's Josette Babineau, Maine Field Hockey, number 18 in the new poll this week.